11th Perek of Megillah, 11th Mishnah. Kol haroyal itama tomei meis al bishenu roy litame midras mitame b'negoyim. Anything that can become tomei meis, even though it's not royal tumas midras. Tumas midras is only something that's made for sitting on or standing on. Something that's made to use is not tama tumas midras. So, for example, a cup, a spoon, fork, whatever. But all those things that are tomei tumas meis, some tama in a goyim. Kegoyim kele shel svino, viloin, like. These are all things that are tamei meis and not tamei midras. Yeah, the kel is the sails of a sail ship, and a vilon is also some type of cloth that's hung up. The shavish al svoche, a certain part of a hair covering that a woman wears. Saporim, these are things that are made to cover svarim. Gilgaloin, some type of belt, tzuris, minal, and sandals, gris, straps, or different types of shoes that are the width of a gris. Here. In other words, whether this belt or these straps are, if they have the width of a gris, they have to have a width of a gris, even though the makabel tumen less than that, but they have to be wide enough for the nega to fit into it. Sugus shenir banega, type of thick cloth which they saw a nega in it. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Omer, ad sheyeh ba'oreg u'bamuchen. It's not makabel tumen unless you find the nega in the oreg and the mucha. It's a thick garment and it has threads or hairs or things sticking out of it. So it's not enough that the nega tzaras is on the outside part of it, which is not the garment itself, but it has to be on the garment and also on thick threads and things that are protruding out of it. Achemas vatumo nirim kedalkum, the different types of pouches of leather that we filled up with different things. You check it kedalkum. Poisay mitoicho lachayv machayv mitoicho. When the nega stretches gets enlarged, so even if the enlargement nega is on the outside and the enlargement is on the inside of the this pouch or the other way around, it is good enough and it will be tummy.